O'clock Newsline. Indonesia sets three key agendas for health transformation. President Prabowo vows safer free meal program at 4B CEO Forum. And here is the complete details. An Indonesian health official has outlined the National Health Development Strategy towards Golden Indonesia 2045 vision, centered on three major agendas for transforming the country's healthcare system. In a statement issued on Thursday, Deputy Health Minister Benjamin P. Oktavianus said the first agenda focuses on transforming primary healthcare services in expanding access to community health centers or puskesmas and strengthening promotive preventive measures at the community level. President Prabowo Subianto at the Forbes Global CEO Conference 2025 in Jakarta on Wednesday reaffirmed his administration's commitment to tightening standard operation procedures and the free nutritious meals program following recent food poisoning accidents. That was the news from Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Julian.
Listeners, thank you for listening to Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world. And of course, you can listen to us through our online streaming, voinews.id, or you can listen to our app. It's called RRI Digital, where you can enjoy directly the programs of all RRI stations across Indonesia, your favorite playlists, inspirational podcasts, and the latest video news. You can immediately interact with us by using like, comment, share, and live chat. RRI Digital, a solution for entertainment and information in your hands. Download now on Google Play and App Store.
Listener going to culinary tour to Banyuwangi, East Java, you should come to Witan Market. The traditional market, which becomes one of favorite places in Banyuwangi, is located at Alas Malang Village, Singojuru Sub-District, Banyuwangi. The market opens every Sunday morning, starting from 6 until 10 a.m. local time. Under the shady tree, you can enjoy various traditional culinaries of Banyuwangi, such as Geseng Bangsong. Geseng Bangsong is a typical food of Wijenan Kidul Hamlet, Singolatren Village, Singojuru Sub-District. Geseng Bangsong is a special menu and rarely found, which is made from duck meat as its main ingredient and wadung yang leaf that adds a unique sour taste. Wadung tree is mainly found and growing wild at the village. Besides giving sour taste, wadung leaf is also used to remove fishy smell from duck meat. The duck must be the big one, so it is usually used male duck for cooking geseng bangsong. Besides wadung yang leaf, this culinary is also cooked with other spices such as cayenne, onion, and garlic. Geseng Bangsong has savory and spicy taste. Spicy taste mixed with sour taste certainly produce delicious food. In Banyuwangi, the food is usually served when Islamic events being conducted, such as the birth of Prophet Muhammad, Eid al-Fitr, and Eid Adha. But now, Geseng Bangsong can be found at Wit-Witan Market every Sunday. The price of the food is affordable, which is around 20,000 rupiah to 25,000 rupiah per portion. In addition to taste geseng bangsong, you can also enjoy other typical culinaries of Banyuwangi, such as rawon alas, sego cawu, as well as traditional snack, such as tiwul and gatot, which is made from cassava. Well, listener, that was our segment of Indonesian Wonder for today. I'm Purisa Prabela. Thank you for listening.
Ku kerap bertanya, mengapa ku tampak biasa-biasa saja? Jalani hari dan tertawa, apa selama ini ku tak benar cinta? Tak harus ku alirkan air mata untuk tunjukkan derita. Seketika, tak lupa. Kenapa ku mudah terima? Apa selama ini ku tak pernah cinta? Tak harus ku alirkan air mata untuk tunjukkan derita. Kau tinggalkan ku seketika. Tak perlu ku terus-terus bertanya apa alasannya. Mungkin dia bukan orangnya. Mungkin memang sudah waktunya. Malam kedatangan ingin menyapa pada saat-saatnya. Air mata untuk tunjukkan derita. Ya tinggalkan ku seketika. Tak perlu terus-terus bertanya apa alasannya. Mungkin dia bukan orangnya. Bahkan sambutan tanda ku bahagia. Kita rayakan saja sering katakan selamanya. Mungkin memang sudah waktunya. Mungkin dia bukan orangnya.
Tak pernah terbayangkan.
dan juga burukmu yang buatmu malu. Tak perlu kau cari-cari lagi yang tak pasti, karena semua yang kau inginkan ada di sini. Biarkan ku ajak kamu. Selamanya jangan percaya kataku, percaya apa yang bisa kau rasa akan selalu ku menjaga, bukan sekadar awalnya. Selamanya pun tak perlu kau cari-cari lagi. Semua yang kau butuhkan ada di sini,
di sini.
Cuma aku paling tahu baik dan juga burukmu yang buatmu malu. Tak perlu kau cari-cari lagi yang tak pasti, karena semua yang kau inginkan ada di sini.
Kita bersilat lidah sejak langit gelap hingga kembali cerah. Oh, gemar sekali kita berbeda pandang. Semula berada terkadang kembali terang. Siapa relanya aku atau dirimu?
of Indonesia, the overseas service of Radio Republic Indonesia, broadcast in 9 language services: English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesian. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast by shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz and via streaming on vonews.id and RRI Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you: Diplomatic Forum, The Session, Indonesian Wonder, Miscellany, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian Pop and Regional Songs, International Musical Entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Kasuami is a unique and typical food from Southeast Sulawesi, specifically in Buton, Muna, and Wakatobi areas. Kasuami is generally shaped like a tumpeng or cone and is yellowish white. Cassava, which is widely grown in the Sulawesi archipelago, is the main ingredient of kasuami. Firstly, the cassava is washed, peeled, and shredded or milled using a machine. Then the grated cassava is put in a sack or cloth to be compacted. This compaction is to remove water content by being crushed or pressed using a tool made of wood or large stones. Then leave it for 1 to 3 hours until the water is completely dry. The solid is pure white. Next, the solid is wrapped in thick or banana leaves and tied. The solid is called KGP. To make kasuami, initially KGP is kneaded by hand until it looks like flour. Then the ingredients are put into a very unique steaming cone. This tool is made from woven coconut leaves. To steam the KGP, they use a pot made of clay similar to a jar. The cone filled with KGP flour is put into the mouth of the pot. Then it is cooked with medium heat and medium volume of water in a pot for about 15 minutes. One kasuami is generally made with a diameter of 10 cm and a height of 10 cm and weighs approximately 500 to 700 grams. Usually, a person can spend 1 to 2 kasuamis. Kasuami is sometimes served as a substitute for rice because it is often served along with vegetables and side dishes of various processed fish, such as grilled fish, fried fish, and salted fish. Kasuami is the initial food in Buton's traditional events. Interestingly, kasuami is also often used as stocks for trips or souvenirs between fellow Buton residents. Kasuami can be eaten without side dishes, accompanied by a cup of hot tea in the afternoon. The distinctive taste of cassava and the sweet blend of tea will add to this culinary delight.
Coba untuk mengenalmu, membaca kamu.
Oh, lamakah kita bertahan? Setiap tingkahku membuatmu bertanya padaku.
Apakah kamu benar-benar sayang aku?
Tentu saja aku benar sayang. ini hanya butuh hanya ini dirimu. Dirimu selamanya.
Buktikanlah, buktikan, coba buktikan kepadaku.
Only from old stories, Nyanku is washing creases and swords, which according to the story was conducted by somebody from Mecca. He was said to be Syaidina Ali, but according to a legend, he was Boros Nora.
About Panjalu and stories that are circulating in the area, but how is Panjalu today? Human life continue to run fast, but many customs persist. Then a civilization in a shaky position to the change of life, wisdom becomes very important. The same with Panjalu, a fertile region located at an altitude of over 700 meters above sea level in Mount Sawal surroundings in the northern town of Ciamis, West Java. It is approximately 235 kilometers southeast of Jakarta, about 95 kilometers east of the provincial capital city of Bandung, West Java. Normally, it takes about 5 hours from Jakarta via toll road or about 2.5 hours from the city of Bandung. Going by train from Jakarta, you have to stop at Tasikmalaya, then take another vehicle to Panjalu. There is no direct public transport to Panjalu. Since the Dutch colonial era, Panjalu, with its Situ Lengkong or Lengkong Pond, has been used as a natural conservation area.
I'm
Tatar Saga was the embryo of Tatar Sunda Kingdom in West Java and the kingdoms in Central and East Java. Life in Panjalu was full of prosperity and well-being under the leadership of King Bolusmora and his successors. The difference between kingdoms in Central and East Java and the Tatar Sunda Kingdom, in this case Panjalu, is that there was some influence of Buddhism and Hinduism, but the strong influence was Islam. The prosperity and welfare in the 6th century BC Panjalu can still be seen in Situ Lengkong, which is a masterpiece of King Borosngora, the ruler of Panjalu Kingdom at that time. It was dedicated to the prosperity of his people, as told by Abah Dede.
Beliau untuk mensejahterakan rakyatnya sendiri, kemudian beliau itu membuat gawe.
He worked for his people, then he made gawe karahayuan, work for glory. Yes, for karahayuan, for glory, for keselamatan or welfare, for peace and prosperity of his people, and so on. It is a masterpiece of civil engineering technology. Actually, it was the work of King Borosngora. So in the 6th or 7th century, an Indonesian king successfully built a lake, some dam. In my opinion, it is worth entering the list of cultural heritage objects, but at the moment, it has not been included in the cultural heritage list.
Panjalu's economy, which is dominated by agriculture, currently does not bring good impact for local farmers, although there is Situ or Lake Lengkong, as told by Pak Oman, a resident of Panjalu, who is also a pangguru or community leader.
Cuman sekarang kendalanya modal, apalagi sering fluktuatif.
Now the problem is capital investment, which is often volatile, fluctuative, yes. It is the price during planting and harvest times it fluctuates. So now I decided to stop for a moment. Agriculture is always like this sometimes. The price is high, but mostly it is cheap. I became a farmer because it's the only thing that I know. Because all I can do is farming. I don't even know how to market my products. I cannot manage the time. I'm a farmer, not a trader. I cannot leave my farm. If I go and sell my products, while it takes 3 to 4 days to tend to the plants, what would happen? The plants would be affected by diseases. That's the problem.
To strengthen the village economy, actually the government has built a system of economic cooperatives to help farmers. However, according to the elder and leader of indigenous people of Panjalu, Abah Dede, the government must not only set up a cooperative, but must also oversee its existence as well as how is it in the future.
Kalau misalnya kita akan harus mengembangkan seperti koperasi, kudu jelas ya kayak bantuan ya programnya bagaimana.
If we must develop a cooperative, it must be clear what kind of assistance that we are going to get. How about the program? Not after we were encouraged to set the cooperative in accordance with the law. We will become confused. What then? And how about the indigenous people? What are we going to do with them?
Abah Dede also has a dream. He said if only farmers in Indonesia are like farmers in Thailand, who need not think about marketing their agricultural product or the outcome of their creative economy.
Saya itu terenyuh ya pada waktu saya ke Thailand. Kamu sebetulnya ini misalnya membuat sangkar burung. Kenapa kamu membuat sangkar burung? Saya disuruh.
I was so touched when I went to Thailand. There was a farmer who was making a bird cage. Why do you make bird cages? He said, I make bird cages because I was told by our cooperative office to do it. How about the marketing? We need not worry about marketing because after we finish this, people from industrial office will come and we get paid. How? With tax. So rural banking in Thailand lives so well, and people need not worry about marketing. This is what I call a clear policy. Sorry for making a comparison.
Karena itu kebijaksanaan itu jelas. Maaf kalau saya membandingkan itu.
However, out of necessity, the indigenous people living in Panjalu finally had to face a difficult choice. On the one hand, they want to feel the sense of development, but on the other hand, they want to retain maintain their customs and culture that they have been painstakingly maintained, especially after Ciamis district lost Pangandaran, which was previously a source of local revenue fund. Flooding is the village head of Panjalu.
Kemarin juga waktu ada calon-calon bupati.
When there was a potential candidate for region, for development policy in Panjalu, please prioritize the local policies first. Do not ever let the culture and the cultural order became lost.
Saya tidak mau, saya bilang itu daerah kami ini sendiri juga ada hotel. Saya kan ngomong, saya bilang, udah aja wisatawan datang mah sararewe di lemur gitu. Kalau itu harus diperbaiki misalnya.
I do not want any hotel here. I have said tourists can come and homestay. If toilets need to be fixed, then fix them. Just do whatever necessary. What I'm worried about is, if there are hotels, tourists will flock in without control. At least we can tell people what to do. I am very concerned. Do not develop Panjalu as you please. What we feared is not in accordance with the rules of our ancestors, Islamic rules. No bad deeds, nor blasphemy, things like that. We are worried if it is not controlled, there will be hotels and what is it? Karaoke and so on.
Itu tidak terkontrol. Kalau ada hotel-hotel, apalagi karaoke, apa gitu dan sebagainya kan seperti itu.
As part of autonomous region of Ciamis district, Panjalu inevitably becomes part of revenue producing potentials, especially after the loss of Banjar and Pangandaran area, which were the largest source of income for Ciamis district, as stated by Ciamis head of culture and tourism office Agus Yani.
Setelahnya Pangandaran lepas,
after Pangandaran off, it means we must concentrate on the existing destinations, especially cultural tourism, such as Karang Kamulian, Situ Lengkong, and Tambak Sari, which will become our icons and to be given the top priority because we will not have beaches anymore. Apart from being managed by the government, we expect later there will be investors from outside, so the next destinations are to be created by the private sector.
Meanwhile, related to regional development planned by Ciamis Authority, indigenous people of Panjalu who still retain their culture have proposed specific requirements, such as told by Panjalu Village Head Haris.
Saya kan diundang sama Disbudpar.
As Panjalu Village Head, I was invited by Ciamis Culture and Tourism Office. The district lost some assets through the new autonomous region of Pangandaran. The attention will be on Panjalu, right? We have put forward our appeal. Do not move Pangandaran to Panjalu.
Itu berkaitan juga dengan kewenangan. Inilah yang mohon dimengerti juga oleh pemerintah kabupaten. Ya, dai desa itu sebenarnya terbatas kewenangannya dan sebagainya.
Well, it relates to the authority. This is what we want to be understood also by the district. The village has very limited authority, so please do understand if you want any income, you must give great authority to us. Actually, they should ask Panjalu people first.
After the loss of Pangandaran, the Ciamis district, local government set Panjalu as a leading tourist destination. But the extent of this business venture is narrated by the head of Ciamis Culture and Tourism Office, Hermansa.
Panjalu juga demikian karena sudah menjadi objek wisata budaya dan jarak unggulan.
Panjalu now has become the main object of cultural tourism and pilgrimage in Ciamis district. Facilities and infrastructure have already been built by the Ciamis district government.
It seems Panjalu has to face the reality between maintaining the culture that has persisted over 1,000 years as Nyangpu ceremony, held at the beginning of the month of Muharram or Maulud in Situ Lengkong, or adapting the meaning of development with a filtering which often ignores the great tradition and culture. However, if Panjalu has become a tourism icon, something that has been hidden will be famous outside of Ciamis area and will provide economic income and wealth as desired by Panjalu people. However, until when they will be able to maintain their customs and tradition, God only knows. Oh,
rasanya sakitnya kehilangan sejalan cintaku ini selama hidupku ini.
Glance, his face looks like the face of an adult human, with his eyes reflecting a blank, meaningless look. His body is covered in black clothes and a piece of ulos, a typical woven cloth of the Batak tribe, is slung over his shoulders. Meanwhile, on his head, he has a sotali, a kind of head covering. When the sound of music from the gondang, a traditional single-headed drum, starts to play, suddenly his sculpted body begins to move to the rhythm of the music. He is Sigali Gali, a unique wooden doll from Tomo village on Samosir Island in the middle of Lake Toba in North Sumatra. Sigali Gali statue was not just born just like that. There is a long history that follows it, as told by local guide Anderson Sigiro. Sigali Gali is actually the story of a king's son. 600 years ago, there was a king in the Batak region or Samosir Island whose name was Raja Rahat. Raja Rahat has a son, the only son. His name is Simangali, a pious and obedient child
who has the skill of Panotto or Batak dancing. However, when he was growing up, he was ordered by Raja Rahat or his father to go to war with the aim of expanding Raja Rahat's territory or kingdom area. However, in this war, Simangale died or was killed in the battle, and his body wasn't found. Hearing this news, Raja Rahat felt sad. Yes, he regretted to lose his only son who should have given him the next generation. For the Batak people, having a son is important to continue the next generation of the family or clan line. Finding out that his only son is dead, Raja Rahat fell ill and almost lost his memory, because he kept thinking about his only son who was gone. Various ways were done to cure the king, including summoning powerful shamans in the Batak region. However, none of the shamans were able to treat Raja Rahat's illness. However, one day, one of the residents had a dream. He dreamed that if the king wants to be healed, try to make a statue that looks like Raja Rahat's son. They tried to make a statue, and after the statue was finished, the statue was presented before the king. Raja Rahat saw the statue, and he summoned a powerful shaman who was able to heal or summon the spirit of Simangale. The shaman then did a ritual. The shaman summoned the spirit. The spirit was attached to the body of the statue that had been provided. The statue was ordered to dance and move. At the beginning, Sikale-gale could move or dance mystically, or at the behest of a shaman. But now, Sigale-gale is moved with the help of a puppeteer. Sigale-gale comes from the word gale, which in Toba Batak language means graceful. In order to stand upright, Sigale-gale is placed on a rectangular wooden pad. This wooden pad functions to connect the woven ropes, which can make the wooden doll move as if it were dancing. A puppeteer will control the ropes so that Sigale-gale can move smoothly. Like the nervous system and the body joints in humans, these ropes connect Sigale-gale's body parts, starting from the head, neck, arms, and palms. It turns out that we can still see the 90-year-old Sigale-gale statue at the performance venue in Tobok, but because its condition is not good anymore, a duplicate is made. In fact, our oldest Sigale-gale statue is over there. The original statue is broken, so we use a duplicate of that. But this is also old. This duplicate is over 30 years old. Of the three Sigale-gale statues that we can see today at the Sigale-gale performance venue in Tomok, all of them wear black clothes. Does this have any meaning? Well, actually it's like this. Because Batak people are like that, so when they die, they have to be wrapped in the black ulos traditional clothes like this. That's why Batak people used to wear clothes when they died. They wore a black suit. In memory of his son Simangale, when Raja Rahat was alive, he made a rule or decree in the kingdom that the statue had to be displayed or shown to the public, whether at cultural or traditional events accompanied by dancing or tortor. This can be seen today when we visit Tomok, Samosir Island. Visitors also join the manual tour. What are their impressions after seeing Sigale-gale and dancing? In fact, our origins are from Samosir, the origins of our ancestors. So we come here from Nainggolan district because I am from the Nainggolan clan. We want to see this very sacred Batak culture, which is very interesting. We want to see Sigale-gale directly.
Nah, itu kita sangat-sangat
well, we are very, very impressed, and that is the Tortor Batak tradition. So we teach Manortor to children. There is an order in doing Manortor by holding ulos traditional cloths. We were sort for women and for men. The ulos for women and men are also different, both in good and bad times. I think Lake Toba, especially in Tomok, is the best place to do Manortor.
Setelah saya ikut melihat dan ikut
after I see and take part in the Tortor dance with Sigali-gali, I feel that Batak culture is really interesting for us. First, we watched it, then we will share it with our friends. This Batak culture is really interesting.
Budaya Batak ini.
Kami dari kota Subul
Salam. We are from the city of Subul Salam in the district of Aceh province, and we come with families. We are here for holiday to see Sigali-gali, which is one of Batak cultures. Then I'm actually here to let children know that Indonesia has many cultures. I see Sigali-gali and feel entertained. I want to come here again.
Harapan kita sebenarnya banyak.
We actually have a lot of hopes, Mel, especially regarding Sigali-gali, because this must be preserved. This is one of the Batak cultures that we are still fighting to maintain from ancient times until now.
Thank you.